After Alex had turned on the camera light, a panic wave went through the flock. He saw a long, dark hall full of de-beaked, derailed hens in tiny cages, cackling and screaming. A sudden coldness hit him at the core, and he took a step back. It was like a scene from a utopian horror movie.
My name is Henrik Vilenius, and I'm the author of the Rise Up trilogy, a young adult coming-of-age story about Hashim, Alex, and Mariam confronting real-life issues like climate change, corrupt politics, animal cruelty, and racial and gender equity.
Nine. Still lying in bed, Alex stretched his shoulder while talking on the speakerphone. She was so pro. Had everything figured out, like how to protect ourselves from germs, you know, the type of protective clothing they use in laboratories. Yeah, and she had this silent and sleek electric motorcycle. I mean, how cool is that? Then Alex narrowed his eyes and frowned as he remembered the conditions on the egg farm. If you had seen what I saw, you would never eat another egg again. It was so filthy. The stench, the deformed dead hens, and the ones still alive going out of their mind. I mean, I've been to hell and back. Alex sniffed and rubbed his fist against his bare chest. He had been vegan for 9 months, and during that time, he had learned to relate to animals on a new, deeper level. They went through the same emotions as he did when they encountered stress or pain. I even saw a wild duck in there. I wonder how we got in, though.
Did you say a wild duck?
Yes, a wild freaking duck. Alex stopped tossing on his bed. Something in Hashim's clipped tone told him that his friend was onto something.
You said the hens were deformed. Do you mean they had swellings and discolorations?
Yes. When Hashim fell silent, Alex lifted his torso up to lean on his elbows, waiting. Then he had received a link from Hashim, and he clicked it open.
Is that it?
Hashim asked on the phone. Alex stared at the photo, his pulse racing. The photo caption read, "Bird flu."
Please, say something.
Hashim begged the third time on the other end of the line. Feeling dizzy, Alex tried to respond, but his words got caught in his throat.
According to an article on this top medical reference site, migrating waterfowl are natural carriers of bird flu. It is suspected that infection can spread from waterfowl to domestic poultry. I think you have nothing to worry about, though. You are properly protected.
After a long exhale, Alex fell back on the bed. Thank God for Chloe.
Anyway, there's no known instances of bird flu passing to a human in U.S. soil so far,
Hashim said. He jumped off the bed the moment after hanging up, headed straight for the door, and rushed out of the room. In the mid-leap downstairs, he realized he was still wearing his pajama pants. With a smirk on his face, he dashed back to his room and changed into shorts. On his way out, he grabbed his bike from the foyer. He paid little attention to the dark clouds blowing from the Atlantic that promised heavy rains. He was on a mission now, and to hell with everything else. Chloe probably hadn't seen the wild duck among the hens, and he could be the one to help her make that connection. Now that he thought about it, there had been very few words exchanged on the way back. By the time they had reached his house, he had felt dead tired. Anyway, he had assumed that they would get together the next day to talk about what had happened. His mind was buzzing with so much excitement that Alex almost collided with a delivery truck coming from the right. Only with great effort was he able to avoid losing his balance as he swerved to the left. After making a conscious decision not to die yet, he went easier on the pedal and concentrated on staying tuned to the surrounding traffic. As he was bouncing up the stairs to the front door of Chloe's apartment building, he realized he needed to take a chill pill before he went in. Chloe was such a cool operator. And glancing back over his shoulder, he saw he had left his bike unlocked, which was stupid. This was New York, after all. After hiking up the steps for a second time, Alex rang the buzzer. Once, twice, thrice. He fished out his phone and called, but nobody answered. He ran down to the street and looked up. However, he didn't know which apartment she lived in. Or did he? The two far right windows on the second floor had lighted up soon after Chloe had entered the building. Alex walked back to get a better view, but there was nothing to see as the windows reflected the clouds in the sky. Anyway, it looked like there was nobody home. His shoulders dropped for a moment until he hitched them up again. Maybe she had only gone out for breakfast. Miriam sat by the window, holding her almond milk cappuccino while it rained cats and dogs outside. During the school year, she didn't have many opportunities to venture over the East River just for coffee in a neighborly atmosphere. She liked the smaller scale of Queens. It seemed a lot friendlier than Manhattan. Anyway, the exams were over, and until their forthcoming departure, she could do whatever she wanted. Although with Miriam, things were never that simple, even if she wanted to believe it. She enjoyed having an agenda, because it gave her direction. And her agenda for today was to take the boys to see a sanctuary farm. They would have time to catch on to the awesomeness of farm animals, especially after that dreadful place they saw the day before. Neither one of her best friends had ever had a real relationship with an animal, since their families never had pets. It had been very different for her. She had run her own small canine rescue operation by the ripe age of 12, which her father didn't like at all. It wasn't surprising, though, as in her father's childhood in Lebanon, dogs had only served as guards, not pets. As Miriam raised the coffee cup to her lips, she spotted Alex walking his bike in the rain. Her heart skipped a beat. He looked so young and innocent, with his unruly hair plastered on his forehead and drenched clothes glued to his lean body. Biting her lower lip, she took a couple of deep breaths. It must be her mother's instinct kicking in. After hurrying to the door, she called out for him. His expression lightened up with a smile when he saw her. "If you could see the look on your face right now," Alex said as he got closer. Was all that Miriam could respond. She tried to figure out what Alex had read on her face. "What about you? You look like a drowned rat out in the rain," she blurted to cover her confusion. And immediately she regretted her choice of words. "I wanted to grab a coffee before," she continued. "But wait, why are you walking your bike in the rain?" Alex's face clouded over and he broke eye contact. Miriam furrowed her brows. "You went back there, didn't you?" Alex just stood there, not responding, and shifted his feet. This is what she loved about Alex. He wasn't scared to show his vulnerability, unlike most of the other boys with their macho posturing. Anyway, she was partly to blame. She had been hoping that Chloe could have talked him out of it, that Chloe could have provided him with information that would have opened some other doors, but she had been wrong. She could tell from the way Alex clenched his teeth that what he had witnessed was still haunting him. Hashim climbed up the stairs from the subway and was about to open his umbrella. But the rain had gone, and the first rays of sunshine broke through the clouds. As he came around the corner, he saw Alex walking his bike next to Miriam on the other side of the street. He had an urge to holler to his friends like he would do back home. But this was New York, and you didn't do that here. Just watching the two and thinking about how they were going to spend the entire summer together made his heart beat in excitement. They have been through thick and thin, and he knew they would always be there for him, unlike his flaky roommate. However, Hashim knew he shouldn't let his roommate's conduct upset him. Allah didn't always give you what you wanted, but always gave you what was best for you. Neither one of his friends noticed him as he crossed the street to their side, so immersed were they in their discussion. Miriam was saying, "I don't know any of her friends. Since I've known her, Chloe's been very private, but I guess that's not a surprise if you're a radical animal rights activist." Then she turned to Hashim, as if she had known all along that he was there. "Did you know what Alex was doing last night?" Before Hashim had time to respond, Alex said, I texted him I was going back there. Hashim realized that this was one of those discussions where his input was not needed. Only two things were required of him: to nod as if he knew what was going on and keep his mouth shut. I didn't want to worry you, Alex said to Miriam in a tender tone. But next time, please tell me before you pull a stunt like this, will you? Alex broke into a slight grin. Maybe. Nailed it, Hashim chuckled. Alex's big blue eyes and easy humor worked miracles.
So, how do you feel now?
Hashim asked out loud.
Oh my God, what did I do?
Alex said and stopped walking.
You know, now that I think about it, it was really insane. I've never done anything like it.
Hashim nodded. Been there, done that. Sometimes you did things because you had to, without considering the consequences. He had done it, and he knew Alex could also do it. The prophet had said, you shouldn't turn the other cheek if the rights of your fellow men were violated, as was the case with Mary Farm, or with his crooked mullah 3 years earlier.
I still haven't been able to process it yet,
Alex continued.
There's so many things going through my mind right now.
You did the right thing,
Hashim said, laying his hand on his heart. Alex winced, his eyes clouding over. Hashim knew he was thinking about his mother. Of course, there were other reasons too, like the way the guard had talked to Miriam. Since they had become friends, nobody would dare slur to him anymore, at least in the school. Alex didn't care if the kid was twice his size. His friend would always find a way to stop the harassment, usually with humor.
Thank you for listening to the Rise Up Trilogy podcast. For more information, go to my website, henrikvillenius.com.